Thank you for listening to Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
This is Time Out for Music. The Metropolitan, La Scala, Covent Garden, the leading opera theatres of the world, have been fascinated by the talented and artistic Bulgarian Svetlana Vasileva. The soprano stars on stage not only in Europe and America, but also in Japan and Australia. Her schedule is tight for years to come, however, she's little known at home. One reason is that she left for Italy straight after she graduated the National Academy of Music in Sofia. Her husband is Italian and her daughter has a lovely Japanese name, Yume. The girl travels with her mum and they came to Bulgaria together on the occasion of an album that Svetlana Vasileva has recorded at the invitation of the Bulgarian National Radio. The CD includes 12 melodious and popular canzonettas. Torna a Suriento, Santa Lucia, Non ti scordar di me, and others are quite popular and known in the interpretations of Luciano Pavarotti and Placido Domingo. Andrea Bocelli, with whom the Bulgarian soprano has appeared on stage several times, has also performed them. The Bulgarian National Radio is the album's producer. It will be released this autumn. Svetlana Vasileva spent 5 days in the company of the musicians from the Bulgarian National Radio Symphony Orchestra at Studio One. Recordings proceeded under the baton of Marcello Rota, cousin of famous film music composer Nino Rota. I appreciated very much that the orchestra is fully staffed, because Italian canzonettas require dense orchestration, Marcello Rota said and praised the work of the orchestra. On the last day of recordings, violinist Vasco Vasilev was also at the studio. The world-acclaimed violinist has for years been a fan of Svetlana Vasileva. He arrived to Bulgaria especially for the recording of the soprano's first Bulgarian CD. Being the leader of the Royal Opera Orchestra in London, Vasco admitted that he had never heard a more proficient violetta in La Traviata, meaning Svetlana's rendition. The two stars looked childishly happy on stage working together and absolutely spellbound by the music they had come to perform. In the final minutes of the recording session, we heard a dark-haired girl humming the popular Funiculi Funicula standing between Svetlana and Vasco. This was not according to plan, Svetlana explained. We had 10 minutes left and improvised with this piece. A nice finale, isn't it? This turned out to be Yume Pellegrino, her daughter, who speaks Bulgarian.
Много емоционално, защото аз не пях никога пред нито пред тати. Просто вчера.
It was very emotional. I had never sung to an audience before. I know the song and had rehearsed it for a while, but I did not feel at ease when mother called me to stage. I love music and have taken piano and violin lessons, but I do not know what my profession will be. I'm keen on horse riding. I have traveled the world, but always love to visit my granny in Dobrich and to sing with mum, says Yume. Svetlana Vasileva has both Bulgarian and Italian citizenships, but has always pointed to her Bulgarian roots. And she always travels with her family. If someone is professionally successful, this is just one success. And if he or she goes on to keep a sound family, this is already double success, the singer smiles. Next, let us listen to a fragment from Torna a Suriento with Svetlana Vasileva amid her recording session with the Bulgarian National Radio Symphony Orchestra and with violinist Vasco Vasilev.
Thank you.
we end Time Out for Music with an aria of Cho Cho San from Madama Butterfly by Puccini with Svetla Vasileva in a recording from her student years at the National Academy of Music.
Oh.
This has been Time Out for Music, presenting soprano Svetla Vasileva, who has recorded an album with the Bulgarian National Radio Symphony Orchestra. Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast. You can listen to Bulgarian music around the clock via our two streaming channels. And also you can follow the latest updates and news stories at bnr.bg/English. Soon also available for mobile devices.